Welcome to the Divine Feminines podcast and channel. I'm your host, Steph Desar, and in today's episode, we are talking sacred sexuality, sacred intimacy, sacred sex, divine sex. And I think that this is such an important topic. Not a lot of people want to openly talk about it, or they feel uncomfortable when the word sex comes up, but I hope that in today's episode, it's going to leave you feeling more informed, more in the know, and also more able to connect with what I'm saying and then do your own discovery, because there's a lot of power in our sacred sexuality. It's a life force, and when encountered, co-created and experienced in a divine way, can it be so transformative for ourselves, our partner if we're together, but even if we're solo, and also allows us to have a deeper connection to the portal of creation of our life, of manifestation. So sacred energy is something that I feel in our lifetimes, it's something that is a journey to gain wisdom and to learn. And I myself have been on a hell of a journey, and I didn't know what I know now about sexual sacred sex and intimacy, and I am so much different to what I was when I was younger. And I do believe that we're not taught these things in school. Our parents only knew what they knew, so they couldn't tell us the depth of what it means. And there's a lot of rules and regulations when it comes to religion and institutions, and there's a lot of just crap in the media and in society, and all of the stuff that they show on TV today, it's just leaving kids confused. So it's only going to get worse, and I think by me shedding some more light on this and just to illuminate it more, hopefully it empowers you and empowers those that you interact, whether you're raising children, your partner, and you ultimately. So before I get into this, and I'm going to go through ways of how you can really endure, you know, create a sacred space for divine sex, and that is also for yourself. You can totally do this riding solo, and I can vouch that it is both, can be solo and duo, and actually I think it's powerful if you can do both, from personal experience, that's what I would say. And I'm going to go into some like steps and some tips, and just take with it what you think is relevant for you. Okay, so before I get started, don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel with Divine Feminines and all major podcast platforms. That's Google, Spotify and Apple and all the others that I can't even begin to name because there's so many now. We're also on Instagram and TikTok. That's Divine Feminines with a Z at the end. Why like and subscribe to this channel? Because we've got everything for ladies and guys, however you want to resonate, that is about becoming your higher and best self. And it's so, I know the podcast is called Divine Feminines, but it's really just embracing that feminine energy within, but bringing the feminine and masculine energy to balance, which has not been the case for hundreds of years now. And things are shifting, and I'm here just sharing my journey. And so I share new magic, new manifestation, and all of that good stuff, and other things that I experience along the way, and topics that I think are valuable, just like this one. So you're going to be like, let's go into sort of sex and spirituality and how they're linked. But before I do, there is like a massive misconception, right, about sex, and that it's dirty, it's forbidden, it's wrong. In truth, sex is sacred. So let's just debunk those terms. It is sacred. And this is why we have to be really conscious about when we engage in the act of sex with another. You know, I think when we're younger, and a lot of what we see on TV just promotes like sex sells, doesn't it? So, you know, the music videos are just perceiving women in a certain way. The guys are coming across like players. And not saying women aren't either, but there's a lot of that culture, and it's not honoring your divine, your divinity, and then your sacred sexuality that you possess. When I go into this, these tips and talk deeper into this, I'm talking from a perspective of a sacred sexuality between a man and woman. And don't take any offense if you don't resonate with that, but I can only speak for where I am in my journey and what I can relate to. And I go into a dynamic of a man and a woman, and it is the connection of a man and woman that creates new life on this earth. So the masculine and the feminine coming together. So I will be talking across this episode on the basis of a man and a woman connecting in a sacred sexual way. So I just wanted to clear that one up as well. So, you know, we're definitely going about it the wrong way, because pure cosmic energy, sex, is a physical act that provides a direct connection to the divine. And maybe some of you have experienced that, or you've had awakening moments through very divine sex, or you met a soulmate or even twin flame, and it started to trigger some major transformations in you and in them and in both of you after certain sacred exchanges, right? So how is sex and spirituality linked? Well, from, and I'm going to go from personal experience, but sexual, spiritual and creative energy are really all parts of one whole life force energy. And it's coming from our sacral chakra. So shout out my Scorpios, because our main chakra is the sacral chakra. And I think those that are a Scorpio sun or have it in their top three, especially sun and rising, they will have a lot of lessons to learn around their sexuality and their and understanding that part of them, because they're very much driven by that energy. But we all are, okay? We all are. And that is where that the power of creation comes from the sacral chakra. But it's also the chakra that enlightens and illuminates the sexual exchange and the spiritual connection through to our higher self, right? So, you know, sex is a core function of humanity. Without it, we could not have families and have babies and continue to, you know, build on earth. And it plays a massive role in physical health. I'm sure a lot of you have seen stuff about, you know, being healthy and having a healthy sex life all plays contribution. But it does, not just for the exercise, but for the hormone release, for the intimacy, for the connection, for the love that can be experienced. It's so healthy for us. It's also immensely a universal force, and that can be merged your spirit to your spirit, your divine essence with your body. So it's an involution. Sex is an involution in the spirit descending into you, and an evolution of a physical ascending. Meaning, you know, that when you climax in the physical with an orgasm. So meeting at the heart in an explosion of true love. And if you can really connect on those levels where you're able to connect to the universal energy, the divine energy, and connect through your sacral while that exchange is happening, you really can feel so euphoric. I can testify to that and be witness to it, because I've experienced it, and it's really beautiful. Especially, I think, when you're with a conscious partner that you can speak openly about it, and you're going into the act of sex, divine sex, is a very sacred, is a very beautiful exchange between the two souls. It can be incredibly euphoric, transformational, and even make you start to see your past lives and see the future, even see, just have these visions, but very beautiful, dreamlike experience, right? So yeah, what is it? Well, you know, sacred sexuality is completely counter to what our culture presents. I think I've already basically said that, but I'm just going to confirm. So, you know, what society says, sex is completely externally focused, but sacred sexuality, it's, you know, it's different, you know. It's really working internally, it's really connecting with yourself. It's an objectification of form, mind and fantasy when we think about the society version of sex. Watch from the sidelines, some people spectate through porn. Look, I don't want to get down the rabbit hole of porn, but it's an industry that booms for the fact that it disempowers our men and women, and especially the man that is like addicted to porn. That is a real disconnection to himself. And the industry makes a lot of money, but it also has an agenda to keep the males disempowered. So we are struggling to have our alpha males. So, you know, whether you're a man or woman, whether it's you being the guy or you're the woman that has a partner, it's important to understand if they've had these trouble, or they need to overcome that addiction, because a lot of what's been shown on TV and in society and from social media is it's promoting it. So it's almost like they don't realise that they're being conditioned, and then they're already just hooked onto it, and they think that that's a way of life, and they don't see anything wrong with it as such. They're not questioning it, but it's about questioning. So, you know, while this is a widely used approach, and it does produce orgasms, you know, the external way of sex, you know, sexual attraction, physical attraction, meet them at a club, or whatever it is, or I like her, or whatever, and all these apps that I feel like I'm not even just about dating. Like, come on, I don't even touch an app, and I'm not judging anyone that does, but I could just never, not fathom. But a lot of them are there just to hook up and do all of that stuff, and I just think, ugh, you know, it's up to you, your choice, but it's not real connection, it's just going to seek an orgasm, you know? So experiencing sex this way takes us away from our present. It's a different mindset, a different connection. The present is only truth, it's the only truth there really is. So if we're in our present and we're meditating through that divine sex, it is beautiful. As I said that, it was 11:11 on the camera clock, on the video clock, so look it up. But when, you know, it takes us outside of ourselves, totally takes us outside of ourselves, and when really the holy grail of sex is a communion of the soul, it's mind-body-soul connection of ourselves and then with another, and if both of you are individually connected and then you're connecting and you're so present with each other, that is going to be amazing. I know I hear stories about guys that will be with their woman or vice versa potentially, and they have to watch things like porn to connect, or the guy's watching a bit of it while he's getting intimate. Like, that in itself, just that is a big alarm bell. That's not healthy, and it's not going to help the connection between the two people, especially if they're just much more than sex, right? And they are trying to build a family, have a long-term relationship. That will have detrimental impact. But, you know, we've been experiencing way too little of sex for a long time. This is why I wanted to talk about that. And it's massively powerful energy. And if it's used and respected in the right way, then it has, you know, more potential than we realise to be a force for amazing things in our lives, for bringing in real connection to ourselves, real depth in love, true love, and manifesting, because it's a portal of creation, right? Everyone's parents had to have sex, otherwise they wouldn't be here listening to me and I wouldn't be talking. So it is a core fundamental of life. So, you know, it can open a massive field of intimacy with your partner, you know. And me and my partner have already done, and I'll just say a little bit, have already, I'm not really hiding anything because I can be very open, but I don't want to get into details like that, if you know what I mean. But we already are very connected through ourselves, through our spiritual connection to ourselves and then together. So it's very meditative, it's very spiritual. We both have spoken about, you know, exploring tantric ways of connection. There's things that you can do where you're breathing. My partner told me about this, and there's a breathing technique, and it's like pranayama, right, with two people, like the yogi breathing, and it's actually really deeply connecting, and it can just really create a foundation for some very beautiful meditative healing sexual exchange. So tantric is also another sort of a way that you can really get yourself into that space of deep connection and intimacy. So I'm going to go into what sacred sex is and ways to connect with it, and hopefully it helps. And feel free to leave a comment. You might not want to get too explicit, but feel free to give me some feedback, because I really want to know how it is for you. And I'll tell you, for me it's a journey, because like I said, I never learned this stuff. So being a younger girl, I look back 20 years and the way I was about sex, I just didn't know any of this, and so it was just a very external thing and felt quite fleeting at times. And now I look back and I'm like, no wonder I wasn't, you know, I had a lot of healing and there was a lot of trauma, and I didn't realise that what I was doing was probably not actually helping, because it was just externalising me from it, and I was using it as a distraction. Do you know what I mean? I didn't realise I was using it as a distraction. I thought I was cool. And I thought that that's what you do, and that I had a great sex life in those times, you know, when I was younger. So it's really interesting when I look back in hindsight, because now I'm like, wow, no way. Like, now my sexual sacred intimacy is incredible because of what I know and because of my connection to myself and the work that I do and the partner that I've chosen and that has chosen me. So that in itself is very intentional. It's deeply, deeply connected and spiritual because it's so conscious. So yeah, just before I get into how you can connect to have that sort of sacred sexual exchange, and it can be with yourself as well, it doesn't have to be with another. So, and I would recommend doing both, personally. That's what I do. Let me not get into too much detail. Okay, anyway, sacred sexuality is the opposite of modern society sex. So I think I've made that very clear, and it's massively powerful energy. And that you could really open the portal to intimacy through your relationship and really build and cultivate a really long-term love, connection, and intimacy. And, you know, intimacy can be in so many ways. It's not just about, like, love-type acts and romance and sex. Intimacy can be really being vulnerable, sharing your fears, and all of these other things. So intimacy, I think I will. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm going to do an episode while I'm in this tropical, beautiful place right now. But I'm going to do an episode on intimacy and the power of intimacy and how you can cultivate it. Because the more intimacy you can cultivate with your partner, your relationship with yourself and with them will flourish and will thrive. So how do we, probably like, Steph, come on, get on with it. How do we kind of get into that zone of how we can have that sacred sex? Well, it's really stepping into this in a whole new way, in a beautiful way, in a magnificent way, right? One is really connecting to your spirituality. So that's number one. And recognizing that we're spiritual beings and having that human experience that we, you know, you were created from that blueprint. So knowing as you're going into it, like consciously knowing that you are like, okay, I do know that sometimes you're not planning, oh, I'm going to have sex on that day, unless you're planning for a baby, because I know that that does happen. But even saying that, it's, you naturally sometimes it will happen, right? So, but as you it starts happening, remind yourself of how sacred it is, or how powerful it is. Recognize that sex is part of that spirituality. Feeling guilty or embarrassed? Please don't, because sex is fantastic, wonderful, amazing, natural, wild, erotic, and awesome. And with consenting partners and within the realms of both people's boundaries, sex should occur freely. And it's beautiful when you can really create that safe, sacred space. You're not feeling insecure with your partner, where you both are supporting one another to really be your authentic selves and express. Because it's a beautiful, creative expression, sexual sort of exchange. And I find it very creative. I think it is just a beautiful dance. And you can do so many things that can really be exploratory of building that foundation together. So yeah, and no given moment can be the same as the next, and that's where you're so present, and so it will never be the same. And I actually, from my experience, I'm like, this is just getting better and better and better. And I think it's because there is that conscious intention, and there is that connection, and that real kind of, we're going into this together, but we know that this is a spiritual divine act, and we know the power of what it can co-create and cultivate in us and with each other. Number two is all about deciding to see your partner as divine, but make sure you know that you are divine, because if you start seeing them divine and you don't even know that you're divine, then that's not going to be balanced. But really seeing the divine in you and seeing divine in them, and accept that you are divine expression of this force, that it's such beauty. Your partner is too, and that, yes, you know, that person who annoys you and challenges you to no end, but expand your understanding and surrender all judgment of the person God has provided as your soulmate or as that divine counterpart. Because yeah, they will have their flaws, just like you will. But in this moment, it's so innocent, so pure, so vulnerable and beautiful and intimate. And embrace the act of sex as a worship of your partner. and sacred representation of the divine too, no matter how different you imagine these things to be. So you get out of it what you put in. Exercise your devotion muscle. Fake it until you make it. Like, what I'm saying here is, like, really go in and really be going in with that I'm staying present. And the breathing exercise is amazing. I could do a whole other episode with that, but I'm not the expert. I was encouraged to do the breathing, and actually I want to do it again because it was amazing, and it really brings you into this meditation state, and then you go into that. So you know, by holding the highest vision for your partner, you will be loving them into their best expression of their divine design in that moment. This is truly divine principle in action. And yes, you are a healer now. And the song Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, is not far from the truth, because when done in these kind of ways, you can really bring in so much healing for each other. It's a very powerful place to be in, but the intention has to be there. Always, always, always the intention has to be there. So create the environment in which sacred scents can blossom. So, you know, engage the senses, find a soft, beautiful blanket, just create that setting. I love, you know, having candles, I love burning some incense, then, you know, the Himalayan salt lamps on, it's dim lights, there's some music maybe. So, you know, you can really create like a really nice ambience, and that's important as well. Nice things aesthetically, but makes you feel good. And then number four is preparing your body. So yeah, making sure that you feel like sexual and beautiful and cared for, and having a shower, you know, getting on your nice PJs or lingerie or whatever it is, or, you know, just doing that self-care and just feeling and looking beautiful. You can even, you know, wear something really nice, or you might even just want to be raw naked and just embrace and feel your body in that rawness. And then the next one is really, you know, using essential oils is one way as well. You don't have to if you're not really confident with it, but when you are both ready, enter into this circle of rose petals. So you could join your third eyes together, breathing for six inhales and six exhales, and taking turns to anoint each other with essential oils like sandalwood and rose. So that's really beautiful. Like I said, I've done the breathing, but I've not done it with essential oils, and now I'm like, okay, I think that I would do that. And like I said, I'm on my journey, so I'm still learning all the time, and I think it's so cool because it's so much of a discovery. It makes it really fun, really fulfilling, and really beautiful, especially if you know you're with the right soulmate, if you know that that is someone you really can trust and love. And then it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be in. Takes work, eh? Because by heck, I've been doing the work, like, and I still do, but I wouldn't be here now telling you how beautiful it is if I didn't do that work. So it pays off. I'm living proof of it paying off. And then just really follow your sexual intuition, like open yourself to exploring the intimacy. You feel moved, just follow it. Let every session be unique and distinct. Don't try to forward think it and plan it and go, it's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. And sometimes, you know, with us women, you know, with our lunar cycles, we sometimes, our libido is more, you know, heightened than other times. But here's a quick side tip. A yoni steam is so amazing. It will really, really bring you into a really nice central place. It makes you feel very soft, very, very ready and open to doing this sort of thing. So actually, one thing I've not tried is a yoni steam just before getting into a sexual exchange. It's not because I don't really plan, oh yeah, I'm going to do yoni steam. But even if you did one every few weeks, it's really great, women that are listening, because it really helps with, you know, being able to let go and surrender, and things to just flow much better, and everything is just really nice. It lubricates very better. Much better, allows for a more tighter vaginal space as well, but in a good way. So actually, I'm in Bali now, and I've tried this thing called Raksu. So I've done yoni steams, I've got to do yoni steams at home, but Raksu is like, they actually burn like the herbs, and then steam comes from the burning. It's very similar to yoni steam. It's an ancient tradition, and it's not dangerous for you, and I felt amazing afterwards. I'm gonna do a few more, topping up while I can, because it's nice when you don't have to prepare it and you can just go do it, and it's really, really nice experience. So yeah, just follow that intuition and just be guided and be led, and really just make, you know, make this moment special for you and your partner. Let them really feel into how, you know, how amazing they are, and show them in whatever way you want. And just go with the flow, really. Have fun. Enjoy the beauty. There's no rush. That's why you have to be present. And you're not going to be able to do this if you're like, it's 7 o'clock and you're meant to be going out at 8. Like, no, this is not the time to be doing that, right? So if you're having a quickie, then you're having a quickie, and then you just got to accept that. But you need to make sure that you've got no plans, and that you just have nowhere to go to. Like, you really just, it's better that way. And then when you get into the next one, number 7, is experiencing that sacred orgasm. And when you climax, practice drawing that energy into your heart. Really channel it. Really connect with what's going on, and feel the orgasm release evolution, you know. And so simultaneously, like, draw that bliss into your heart, the involution, and visualize yourself and your partner joined in a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. And really, or like, beautiful. I always like to see, like, rays of light and stars, and just, I actually just really feel like I'm seeing a portal, and there's like this light shining on us. So whatever it is for you, it doesn't have to be exactly like you're in a star or you're in a spaceship or whatever it is. Just go with what is euphoric for you. And like, the final one is practice luxurious aftercare. So afterwards, you know, the afterglow, the aftermath, the after party. Enjoy, you know, enjoy something sweet. Oh, yeah, one thing is that, enjoy some bit of dark chocolate, or my partner loves sweet stuff and he loves pancakes with sweet stuff, with maple syrup, things like that. And so if we're not too shattered, I'd be more than happy to make something really nice for him, and for me, of course. But dark chocolate, if you're really shattered, then it's quite easy, because you can just pull for it, have a nice little, I don't know, rose tea or something, because if it's late at night, you might not want to be eating full-blown pancakes. So if this is a morning session, it might be nice as a breakfast. Having said that, somebody would just eat pancakes any time of the day, and I know you're listening, so love you. Basically, I hope that helps. There's nothing too revolutionary that I have said here, but I think it's the things that we just don't pay attention to. It's the simple things, really, and it's about taking time, being present, being vulnerable, and being open. Because if you're not open, you are not open to receiving, and you're not open to then giving, and then creating that beautiful co-creation and accessing the portal. And if you can really get into this flow of doing this, you can really massively transform and expand and manifest powerfully with your divine counterpart. So that being said, I'm going to love you and leave you, and go and enjoy a 2-hour massage. Yeah, I am. I'm going to go for one. So, those things are important. Remember, self-love. But self-love isn't just about going to get massages and all that. It's about doing the shadow work. But let me not get into it, because that'll be another episode. So I love you, and I'll leave you. Take care, Soul Tribe. See you next time.